from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban 3 fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck can pull a truck, hook him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Cheese.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Feel like we're chum in the water? I mean, what's going on here? Is panic setting in? I was talking to Crowder right before the show, and you said the hubris is gone.
All of it's gone. I got on a Miami Dolphins shirt right now.
Right. I'm drinking coffee out of a Dolphins mug. I'm just... The only thing I'm looking forward to is the Tua contract. Everything else is out of my head.
3 o'clock hour. It was ugly.
Has the McDavid been unleashed? Is that what we're watching? Because the Connor McDavid that we've seen the last two games was not that same Connor McDavid the first three games. And I don't know if it's because of something that we were doing, and I don't think anyone could really answer this, but I don't know if it was something that the Panthers were doing or Connor McDavid just kind of awoke. It's kind of like the question with Kyrie, right? And the Mavs. Did the Celtics do something to shut down Kyrie, or did Kyrie have a terrible series? Was Connor McDavid having a rough series and then all of a sudden woke up? I don't know.
I think he woke up, but it just all they just seem faster. And we heard that. We're the defensive team, they're the offensive speed team. And all those free pucks when they're running down the ice together, the damn Oilers just walk away from us and go get the puck. And then this damn bearded guy who scores these shorthanded goals, never heard of him before in my life, never seen him. Now he's the damn MVP of the series. They look faster than us. That's what I would say, just watching it with my layman eyes.
Me too. Edmonton, to me, seems like they're a better team when either they have 3 or 4 men on the ice, which is weird, right? Because even when it's 4-on-4, you feel like, oh, well, this is an Edmonton goal coming up here. Yeah. And when you have a power play, it's like, oh, I got an Edmonton goal coming up here.
Hey, that little cross the ice pass they do with the power play, kick that out. Because the little bearded man is going to pick it off and go 1-on-1 with Bob.
How about that Connor McDavid dipsy doodle and then the pass on that goal that they scored? I mean, that was vintage. Like when you talk about some of the greatest stick handling that you will ever see, that was vintage Connor McDavid. So let's do a gut check. Let's go around the room. Solana, where are your guts at? Here's the weird thing. We're still up 3-2 in a 7-game series. We need one more win. All we need is one pin, Rodney. So where are your guts, Solana, after last night?
Empty.
You're out.
It's done.
Empty. This one's coming back to Sunrise for seven, fellas. I'm sorry to tell you.
It does feel like there's going to be a game seven in Sunrise, right? This one kind of feels like there's going to be a game seven.
Unless Sergei Bobrovsky wants to start playing hockey again. Maybe somebody can send him a video on how to play goaltender again. Because you want to talk about the McDavid being unleashed, and you're right. That fourth goal, the hands, the stick movement, the triple deeks. I don't know if he really deeked or not, but I feel like he did. It was, I've never seen that before. Like, that was superstar stuff.
Just skating around guys that look like they're almost spectators at that point.
Yeah. Hey, but that third goal that gets through Bob, it goes between his legs. I mean, like,
he was saving those. He was saving those throughout the entire postseason.
Hawk, if I had put you in the goal and I had thrown an Oreo in the exact same spot, you make that save. You know what I mean? Like, that was ridiculous.
I would gobble up that Oreo with my nether regions.
But that was the only bad one. The other one, when they had the guys were fighting in front of the goal and Bob looked right and it went left, like, that's what they were trying to do. Like,
he makes that save two weeks ago. He makes that save easy. Mm-hmm. Every single one of them except for the fourth one. All of them.
If he looks left, he makes that save. He picked the wrong side of the little pileup.
Well, does feel like it's going to be coming back here for a game seven. Now, I don't know. There's still a game six to play. It's Friday night in Edmonton. You'll be able to hear it on this radio station, and we'll see what happens. I mean, you can't lose faith. You're still up 3-2 in a seven-game series. I mean, you know, listen, you play series. If I had told you before the series started, after five games, it was going to be 3-2, you'd sign up for that. You would.
100%.
So, it's just a different, you know, it's like when a football team, they're up 42-0, and then all of a sudden it's 42-35. But you say, before the game, if I told you late in the fourth quarter it was going to be 42-35, like, you'd sign up for that. So, yes, Edmonton looks like a different team for the last – although, I'll tell you, during the second period last night, even some of the third period – I felt at times like the Panthers were up 15-5. I mean, yeah. It was like they were, I mean, pressuring. It was wild to watch. Like, I kept looking at the score, having to remind myself that they're playing down. I felt like we were winning. And then after the game, when we had lost, I had to remind myself we were still up 3-2 in the series. And what am I all messed up about? There's two games to win one.
Second period, they lived in the opponent's ice. And yep. That's what we're used to in the first three games. We talked about it through the first three games. But that damn speed of Edmonton, you've seen it. Because if everybody races, both sides race, Edmonton's going to come in first eight positions. I don't know if one of our players can beat six people on their team. They're so much faster.
Man, it really is almost like watching two different series. It's like it's these last two games and really the third period, as we were mentioning yesterday, the third period of game three, like, something has shifted dramatically, but that doesn't mean anything. Things shift dramatically in sports all the time. So find your guts, Solana.
Just keep watching this Tkachuk save at the end of the game. I mean, that was gutsy by this Tkachuk.
That was one of the greatest hockey saves you'll ever see. Now, it turned right into a Connor McDavid empty net goal. But Matthew Tkachuk threw his body on the line to save an empty netter, which he did for about 4 seconds, and then McDavid scored the empty netter. But that Matthew Tkachuk, he's had a couple of good games as well.
Hey, Ekman-Larsson. When your guy literally sacrifices his body to keep you in the game, maybe don't take the foot off the pedal for a couple seconds there.
I mean, Ekman-Larsson had a big goal last night, didn't he? Nice goal.
He did.
Call him out?
But watch the video. I mean, Matthew Tkachuk goes Superman to save this puck, and Ekman-Larsson just kind of like, I don't know what he did. He totally gave up. He gave up on the play. Eckerd. He gave up on
right
the play.
Right in.
Yeah, that's why it's CVS now. Eckerd's. That's why it's CVS now. He gave up on the play. Totally. After your guy just sacrificed his body. Win a game. What the hell's going on here?
They won 3 out of 5. What are you talking about?
And you say we would have signed up for 3-2. Not if I knew we were up 3-0 and we're going back to Edmonton after losing 2 straight. I'm
this
having a meltdown
here. This
is
the guy that
I'm
Paul Maurice hates. This is the kind of guy Paul Maurice hates.
Solana, 1-1, 2-2, 3-2. You feel better?
No, but what's the difference? It doesn't work that way. You dominated
scoreboard.
This team for 3 games.
Scoreboard.
And now you've been dominated for 2 games.
Scoreboard.
Okay.
Guess what? The world ends today. Panthers win the Stanley Cup because they were ahead and the world ceases to exist. So, scoreboard.
Do they win it? Because it's...
I think by default you win it because you were, you know, you were kind of winning.
Who's celebrating? The world ended.
Well, the world is over, but I'm just saying scoreboard. You know what I mean? But also scoreboard on the world. Mm-hmm. That's over. So you've lost that. Scoreboard a couple of times. One's in your favor, one not so much.
Not so much. I don't like this. I don't like this.
Zach Elb is going to join us today. Clay Ferraro is going to join us today. He was at the Amerant Bank Arena last night. I watched all the local post-game shows on, like, you know, NBC 6 and Local 10. They were in. Everyone thought this was going to be a celebration last night. So it became, like, they didn't. They just plowed ahead. They just had team coverage, and it was, here's a sad bar, here's a sad street, here's sad people leaving the arena.
They're
like,
the
Jack,
already.
We're just plowing ahead, man. We've got reporters all over South Florida. We're plowing ahead.
They done paid 38 people already. I ain't going home. Keep that camera up.
And nobody knew what to say. They're like interviewing. Nobody knew what to say. Like, how much did you pay for your tickets? $3,000. How'd you feel at the beginning? Huh? What did I pay?
The losing locker room is terrible. The losing fans? Come on now.
Good Lord. All right, let's get headlines because Zach Elb is going to join us, Clay Ferraro, in the 3 o'clock hour, and we'll talk through it. We got another game Friday night, and we'll get them then.
Sounds good to me.
Or we'll broadcast live at the Amerant Bank Arena on Monday for Game 7.
Sounds good to me, too. That'd be fun.
Good news is we're not getting eliminated on Friday night. Period. No. End of story.
Oilers can, Solana.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, if the Oilers win that game, might as well just give it to them. Just give it to them. It's done. I'm sorry. Like, yeah. 1942 and 2024.
How are you a fan?
Ye of little faith.
Goodness gracious.
This sports update is driven by the new Palmetto Ford.
You know what happened
Super
in 1942,
Center.
By the way?
You were born.
That was the beginning of the end of Czechoslovakia. Yeah.
He got all his research done now.
Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Hawk was reading his son's old geography textbook from high school last night.
I called a family meeting last night. Lori, David, let's talk about Czechoslovakia. What does everyone know?
Game 6 is Friday night. You want to know when I lost my guts? Seriously, you want to know when I lost my guts? Watching Bill Zito throw that water bottle after the McDavid empty netter.
Did you see that video, Crowder?
Yes.
He was mad. Yeah. Bill Zito, according to Josh Appel. Mad Bill Zito. Mil Mito.
His pieces aren't performing like they're supposed to.
But why was he upset in that moment? Like, the game was essentially over.
Well, no, I mean, it was officially over there.
Like, why was he mad then? Like, get mad earlier. Light a fire.
They're the Cardiac Cats.
I tell you what, they lived up to that name yesterday. They really did. Yeah. They're down 3-0 to one of the best offensive squads, like you said, you've ever seen. They're down 3-0, and they're just chipping away. Like, hey, it ain't going to matter. Like, we'll come back and get this. And yep. And they almost did.
Because they're just very close hockey team. It's the damn Stanley Cup Finals.
That's yes, how we got that's, fooled by the first three games. Yes. That's what I was telling Lori today. We went to lunch, and I'm like, and she's like, what do you think? And I'm like, I think this is the way the series really should have felt since game one. And we'd mm-hmm. be thrilled to be up 3-2. But for whatever reason, we just had such a dominant first three games that this feels like the sky is falling, and it shouldn't.
Solana.
Yeah, I don't feel good. I what do you want me to say? You want me to come on
no,
here
you don't
and
have
be
to
like,
feel good. You don't have to feel good. Well, you don't have to bail on the team.
Oh, I'm not bailing on the team.
That sounds like you're bailing.
Well, if they don't win Friday, then I might bail.
So this is gonna go just get whooped at home, game seven.
I defy them to walk in here for a game seven when you have a Stanley Cup on the line. Someone is taking that cup to Rainforest Cafe that night. You're telling me that it's gonna be Leon Draisaitl.
I'd hit Bahama Breeze.
Game six will be in Edmonton. The silver lining here is that all these reporters have to fly back up to Edmonton. That is really
these
funny.
Poor dopes. I mean, this Mike Cugno standing at some, you know, he's got to get like a flavored water, you know, that costs probably $16. He's in line for 7 minutes to get it because he won't eat anything else, you know. And it's got to sustain him till he gets to Edmonton. Oh, these poor mopes.
Hard is it for him to find cold-pressed juice? Grab you some chips.
Edmonton might be the only place in the NHL that there's no direct flight to. Right? Like maybe Edmonton and Winnipeg were the only places that there's no direct flight to. And
well,
they got
from South Florida.
From South
saying.
Florida,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, there's direct flights to Edmonton from other places.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because then if there wasn't, it'd be impossible to get there. If there wasn't a direct flight from anywhere, you could never get there.
Well, obviously, we're talking about the South Florida reporters, Hawk. So I was referring to South Florida, but thank you.
That's called a parking lot if no planes land.
Literally, no one can get there. Then you got issues.
That's a big parking garage.
Somebody texts in, please keep Selena's microphone off the entire show. Let's go, Panthers.
Hating.
You're running people hot, Selena.
That's fair. I'm just keeping it real, man. Like, I don't feel good. I don't feel good right now. I don't. Okay. I see somebody else text in. Solana, stop whining. Listen to Coach Paul Maurice. What? Like, the coach is supposed to make me feel better today? You know what would have made me feel better today? Not giving up easy goals yesterday. Not being down 3 goals 2 separate times. And winning the game. That would have made me feel better. Now we've lost 2 straight.
You're a loser, Solana. Only homer for the Heat. Otherwise, you hate.
Oh, this happened to the Heat. They're going to beat them by 30 in game 6.
I mean,
six.
Listen, Tua could put up 400 yards in the first game, and he's going to say, we'll do that in a Super Bowl. Yeah. So there's something. That texter has something to it.
He wins a Super Bowl. He's going to say, we'll win 2.
Right. Yeah. Anybody can win 1.
But we need to hold on to Max Strus, though.
Even pretending that Tua is going to win a Super Bowl for a bit is ridiculous in my book.
You have to draw the line somewhere with the fiction.
A top 10 quarterback can't win a Super Bowl.
Do you remember how we felt, though? The Heat were in this situation last year. They went up 3-0, and then you two decided to go to the Kaseya Center for game 4, and they lost game 4. Then they lost game 5 in Boston. And we came back at home for game 6, and we're like, all right, no big deal. No big deal. This has never happened in the NBA before. And Derek White ripped our mother bleeping hearts out with that tap-in at the buzzer last year. Do you remember the feeling going up to Boston for a game 7 after blowing a 3-0 series lead? The Heat ended up winning that game by like 20 points, but I was out. Like, I thought it was done. There's no way they win that game. I don't want to feel that way.
We have
again.
2 more games, though.
I know. No, I'm just saying, I don't want to feel that way again. I don't, because I've never been so scared in my entire life, ever. And I don't want to feel that way. Win the game on Friday.
your example is exactly what Hawk and myself are saying. Like that can happen. You just said it can happen, and we're at home. We're not away.
But I don't want to feel that way. I'm sorry. All weekend, Saturday, Sunday, all day Monday, leading up to 8 p.m., knowing you blew a 3-0 series lead. I don't want to feel that way. I'm sorry. I'm scared. I'm very scared.
I feel alive.
When Mike Cuno's dad says he doesn't watch the games because it's rough on him. Like, what? Why would you do that?
There was some very sad news yesterday during the Panthers game around the first period. Hall of Famer legend Willie Mays passed away peacefully yesterday at the age of 93 years old.
The Say Hey Kid, arguably the greatest player, all-around player to ever play Major League Baseball, Willie Mays.
That's what everybody's talking about today.
Yeah.
Greatest.
There was a moment.
Maybe individual play in MLB history as well.
The catch. Yeah. By today's standards, though, I don't know if that makes the Sports Center top 10, which is the funny thing. Yeah. But it's funny. There was a moment last night. Steve Levy from ABC, ESPN, they're doing the studio show, and he's announcing that Willie Mays has passed away. And he had a little bit of a Solana moment. Remember when David Stern passed away and Solana said, condolences to you, David Stern, which, and we were like, well, you can't give him condolences. You give him the family condolences. Steve Levy last night, I don't know if you watched this. It just struck me as funny. He's like, Willie Mays, blah, 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 93 years old, legend, gone too soon. And I thought to myself, well, gone too soon. I mean, obviously anyone who dies, it's probably too soon, but 93 is generally not when you say gone too soon.
I've had this conversation with people, and it makes you talk, it makes you sound heartless, though.
No, I'm saying nobody, yeah, obviously you don't want anyone to die ever, but listen, like, would you sign up for 93? Like, would you sign up for a 3-2 lead after five games? Would you sign up for 93 right now? How old are you, 40? Yeah, you'd sign up for 93.
Well, you have a contract. No, my wife's grandfather died at 96, and I was like, he did it.
Yeah, like good on him.
It's almost like congratulations. Yeah. You start seeing these guys die as young as they are.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny. I don't think Steve Levy like it's just a common thing to say, gone too soon.
Yeah,
but at 93, it just struck me as funny.
I said it at the wake, though. That's why I think I got in trouble.
No, but that's a good that's a good moment of clarity. In my opinion, that's what you say at a wake or a shiva. No, you know, like, I mean, listen, 96?
That's what I did. They're crying. I'm like, hey, would daddy want you to cry?
Right.
He did this thing for 96 years. Raised all these kids, raised all these grandkids. Like, I think he was good. You're a bastard. Well,
heartless bastard.
My goodness gracious. We're in the church.
Well, condolences to him, Crowder.
You hear him, daddy? He might listen.
This one was weird. Monty Williams fired by the Pistons. Very bizarre. And the Pacers.
Was it, though? I mean, literally one of the worst team performances for a season that you've ever seen.
Wasn't a 25-game losing streak or something?
I think 27.
That's a surprise. What, you think he had job security?
Well, I mean, look at the roster. I'm not saying Monty Williams is the best head coach in the league, but I'm not blaming Monty Williams because
that would be a wild take today, though, to say that.
At one point, though, I think he won Coach of the Year with the Suns. At one point, people regarded him. That's why he got paid $65+ million.
Zach Gelb, who's joining us in the next segment, just chatted us on the private chat. It's because they have a new president of basketball ops, which is true. Again, Monty Williams was not his hire. He's going to bring in his people. This is a wild stat that I read from Joe Pompliano on Twitter. The Monty Williams timeline. May 2023. Fired by the Suns, securing a $20+ million buyout. June of 2023, the next month, hired by the Pistons, securing a 6-year, $78.5 million deal, the largest coaching contract in NBA history at the time, June 2024, today, fired by the Pistons after one season, securing a $65 million buyout. Monty Williams is owed or will be paid $85 million. No matter what he does for the rest of his life, he will be paid $85 million by the Pistons and the Suns over the course of however many years.
And that's a 2-year span? He's mm-hmm. the highest paid player in the league.
I mean, that's crazy.
He's up there with Steph and them.
That is crazy. All right, let's get to Gelby. I want to talk to him. Anything else?
Los Marlins, they're playing the rubber match against the Cardinals, and they have a lead right now, 3-2. They won yesterday. They could steal this series if they hold on top of the seventh.
They did?
Right now. Yeah, in extras.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
They lost the previous
water
night.
On somebody.
Yeah,
Jazz threw water on Jessica Blaylock. Like,
that was Blaylock?
I mean, that was Jessica Blaylock, yeah.
I'm not laughing because it's her. I just did.
Like, he didn't even pretend to throw it. I don't know who was. I don't know who the hero was, but like he didn't even pretend. Like she just took the entire brunt of it, and then Jazz was like,
"Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Don't worry, everybody. I'll get to your Euro scores a little bit later on in the show. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the upper 70s. Nice comeback by Albania. And it's around 85 degrees, hot and humid right now. That is your weather.
Zach Gelb is going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no!
Hawk and Crowder. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, Zach Gelb. You can hear him nationally. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Zach Gelb can be heard nationally every afternoon on the Infinity Radio Network. I kind of feel like he's rooting for an epic collapse by our Panthers, but that might be my head playing tricks on me. Like,
I agree.
I think he comes in kind of liking that. I think he likes that role. He's a, you know, he's a New Yorker. Hey, they're opening an H&H Bagels here in Boca. I drove past it yesterday, Gelb. Anyway, Gelb is there at the WFAN studios in New York. And are you secretly, I don't even know if it's a secret. Are you rooting for an epic collapse here?
No, not at all. I would have no problem if you see Vinny Viola raise the Stanley Cup. But I will say, if he wins the Stanley Cup and then doesn't come on the show with me, because for some reason, you know, Vinny Viola will text me right after they beat my Rangers and we'll have a good back and forth, and the Panthers PR won't put him on. If they continue not to give me Vinny Viola when I ask, then I'll start to root for the Cats to collapse.
Became a little bit of Sid Rosenberg right there. Did you?
My dear friend.
The Sid started to... come out there.
I'm going to Mar-a-Lago next week, everybody.
Have you rethought what you thought this series was going to end up? Because I know you picked the Panthers, I believe,
yes,
before the series started. And the Panthers, they jump out to this 3-0 lead and everything's great. And then all of a sudden, you know, Edmonton takes a game. Okay, so what? And then they do what they did last night. And now you're seeing Connor McDavid be Connor McDavid. So are you rethinking at all what you think this series ends up like?
It's going seven. And if it goes to a seventh game, can the Panthers win it? Absolutely. But when you're up 3-0 and everyone, including yours truly, thought this series, obvious statement, was over. And I wasn't really that concerned after game four. I was surprised last night that they weren't able not only to not close it out, but how poor they started off and how they had to start clawing and scratching their way back and they weren't able to do so. McDavid's hot right now. You knew he was going to heat up eventually. 8 points in the last two games, most ever in back-to-back games in a cup final history. But this is one of those moments where if you don't win game six, sure, you can win game seven, but then all the momentum shifts to the Edmonton Oilers.
Look, Gelby, it's so confusing. It was dominated by one team for three games and then dominated by another team for two games. Like, it's 3-2. We have confidence still. We're up in the series. But how does that happen? How does between 3 and 4 go that downhill for the Panthers and that uphill for the damn Oilers?
It's hockey. Like, the Oilers are an extremely talented team. You know, Hyman had the third most goals in the league this year. We know what Connor McDavid is capable of doing. Leon Draisaitl. Skinner has made some big saves in this series because this series could already be over. You know, Bobrovsky's been the better goaltender because of the way the first three games played. But when Bob starts to show that he's not Superman, Skinner has to step up, and he was able to do so. Sure, they're getting the production from the guys scoring the goals, but Skinner has made some saves where the Panthers have had some great chances in front. It's just a sport where when you think you have momentum and you think everything's going your way, it changes in an absolute second.
I was asking the fellas here, like, like the Kyrie performance against the Boston Celtics, like, did Boston shut down Kyrie, or was he not himself? And I make the analogy for Connor McDavid. Did the Panthers do something in the first three games that shut him down?
They were physical.
And why has he been able to become himself the last couple of games?
So they were absolutely physical, and we've seen, right, Barkov and company take away the best players all throughout the playoffs. Connor McDavid's the best player in the league. You know, Kyrie Irving, he tried to tell you before the series, everything's fine. You know, I've grown up, I've changed. And after game one, when the longtime Celtics announcer Mike Gorman was sitting in the eighth row, and he said there was a fan in the fourth row going back and forth, and Kyrie was responding to him for 2 minutes during the game, I said, that tells me everything I need to know about Kyrie Irving. He didn't change. He hoodwinked us all, and he doesn't have the mental. He has the mental toughness to hit one of the biggest shots in the history of the NBA Finals, but he doesn't have the mental toughness to walk into Boston and get a victory. And I think he had 43 total points in those three games. Connor McDavid is just out of this world. Kyrie Irving is a heck of a player, but he's nowhere in the same league in his sport that Connor McDavid is in his sport.
Can you look at Paul Maurice funny that he's not doing something different? Like, is he taking any blame for this I won't call it collapse, for this bump in the road that we're going through right now?
So it's actually funny you bring up Paul Maurice, and you guys bring me in and you guys go, are you rooting against the Panthers? He may be the only person I'm rooting against in the Panthers organization. Here's
what.
So I was out for dinner for game three, and I was watching with like a bunch of people that do like NHL media work. And they're all like, oh, Paul Maurice is awesome. I love him. He's so hilarious. I guess it just because it was the last series and he's making all those jokes even when he was down 2-1.
Because it was like, your Rangers.
Yeah, I was like, this guy's a pompous ass. He's probably not. He's probably like a really good dude.
Right.
And he's hilarious. But it's kind of the way that I first started to view Mike McDaniel, who now I've come around on. I feel like there's an inside joke that I just wasn't told. And I've always just thought he was strange. So I'm sure Maurice is a heck of a dude. And as what everyone says, you know, that's the reality. But for some reason, he rubbed me the wrong way.
I have to tell you, the way Gelb was saying that he learned everything he needed to know about Kyrie with the back and forth with the fact. I just learned everything I need to know about Gelb with his take on Paul Maurice. I know everything I need to know about Gelb. That's all I need to know.
Hey, that Matthew Tkachuk diving save to save the empty netter. Forget the 5 seconds after that for just a quick minute here, Gelb. One of the greatest plays in hockey history, maybe. Like, that was badass.
It was a great play. Now it means absolutely nothing because they didn't come back and.
Well,
and
I don't know about
this guy.
I don't know about that.
No, but like, for example, serious here. Like, the Hurricanes played the Rangers in the second round, and there was a player in the Hurricanes who made a very similar play. The Tkachuk play was better, but it was even closer to going in, and the Hurricanes player swiped it away, and the Rangers came back and won, so it didn't really mean much. But that was insane, and that's why, like, how that puck didn't go in. it's one of the craziest things that I've ever seen, but what did it actually result into? Means nothing.
It's here's Zach Gelb to throw water on our already sad Wednesday show.
Crowder, this is what I'll make it equivalent to. It was like Julio Jones making that catch in the Super Bowl. One of the greatest Super Bowl catches you'll ever see, but they lost the game. What does it really mean?
I told this story before, Gelb. Some of my most productive stat games were in losses, so I can't get a game ball.
Channing Crowder had 12, 13 tackles a game, but the Dolphins always lost. What does his career actually mean?
Losing games 13-10. Score some damn points, Chad Henne. Come on,
I put up some of the best radio shows during non-rated weeks during the year. I mean, what does it really matter?
Yeah.
When it's sweeps week,
I do a national show. I never really know who's listening. What does it mean?
Let me go to the NBA Finals here for a second, since we were talking about Kyrie. Who was the biggest winner in the Celtics-Mavs series, personnel-wise? Who's the biggest loser coming out of that series?
The biggest winner, and this answer is going to piss a lot off, it's Brad Stevens. What this guy has done, he's an absolute wizard. When he got moved, he moved himself, whatever story they want to sell. And he ended up being the president of basketball ops. I thought either he'd be going to coach an NBA team soon or end up going back to college. To not break up Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum and overpay Jaylen Brown and end up looking like a genius, and then turn Marcus Smart, who was a fan favorite, you get Porzingis, you get two picks, and use one of those picks to go get Drew Holiday from Portland after the trade for Dame with the Bucks. That's a brilliant job by Brad Stevens. So he's the biggest winner. Oh, the biggest loser. That's a great question.
I mean, is it Kyrie? I think Kyrie's the guy that jumps out at you. He had an opportunity. Luka, even when Luka fouled out in that game, Kyrie's got 4.5 minutes to say, here we go. And but that might be the too obvious of an answer.
Luka has to get in better shape, and Luka has to stop complaining with the officials because it's insufferable. But you knew that going in. I would say it's Kyrie because he tried to tell you that he was changed, and he tried to tell you that he was not going to let the Celtics fans get in their head. And he could say whatever he wants to make himself feel better. Man, he didn't even show up in one of those games. You couldn't even get one victory. So I would say Kyrie is the biggest loser after this.
But then Luka's the star. Luka is a traffic cone on defense. He fouls out. He argues with the refs. He doesn't get any coach. Like, why would you pick Jordan and Scotty? You're going to say, yeah, this damn Scotty Pippen let us down. No, it's going to be the star, right? It's Luka. It has to be Luka.
Yeah, the only thing is, though, so like that one game where Luka had 23 points in the first half and then no one else showed up and helped him out. And the Mavs, no one expected them to actually get here. So I think when you're in the heat of the moment, maybe you're right. But then when you step away from it a few weeks later, it's like, okay, the Mavs did overachieve this year. That's why I don't think there's any real big time losers. I'll tell you, Jason Kidd, though, you know, he knew that team was shot at halftime of game one when he's like, hey, guys, I just want you to basically have fun. Like, and then he started playing mind games afterwards with the whole Tatum and Brown thing. So I did get a chuckle out of Jason Kidd.
And how about you get Tim Hardaway Jr. some more minutes?
Nothing.
What? I was on the record. He's doing is setting three-point records out there. That's all he's doing.
I think I was on this show and Crowder was like, they got to get Tim Hardaway Jr. more time. And then I saw the next day he got 19 minutes and had 0 points. Is that
don't
you?
Don't put that on me.
That
don't put that on me.
That was me.
You should have heard their lineup they wanted in. Tim Hardaway Jr., Kleba, Lively.
Dante Exum.
Exum.
And I'm not going to lie, you guys get on me all the time for bringing up Devon Achane that one time. I left the show that day and I'm like, oh, they're too much in the weeds on this one. What the heck are they doing actually X's and O's on this show today? That's not why I come on this show.
Hey, I wanted to ask, just speaking of the Celtics again, why the hell does Jason Tatum have 700 commercials and Jaylen Brown has no endorsements? I don't even think he has a shoe deal, but he's the best player on that team.
Jaylen Brown was the best player on that team in the last two series. Jason Tatum is the better player for the Celtics, though.
But even being he doesn't get any endorsements.
Well, actually, so we did this question yesterday, like who benefits the most from the Celtics winning? And I actually said Brown will benefit more than Tatum because Tatum was already in the top 10. Like he needed a championship, But Jaylen Brown winning the conference finals MVP and the NBA finals MVP, I think in a lot of our eyes, many people going into this series would say Jaylen Brown's a very good player. Now I think people will say that he's a great player. He's still on the outside of the top 10, but maybe you do see a change in, with that, Channing. I don't have the answer, though, why he doesn't get all those deals.
The answer is because the NBA is just dying for Jason Tatum to become a superstar, and he clearly doesn't have it in him. And you know who the biggest loser
won a championship
from all this is?
He's a winner, you're a loser. That's how it goes.
He just won a championship because he got carried by the best player on his team. But
Gelb,
could you imagine if I said that about a Heat player after they won a championship? Solana would be like, well, what are we doing with this guy? You know, get him off the show. Never bring him back.
Solana's not wrong, though. They've been anointing this guy. And, okay, here's your NBA Finals. You have the best team in the league. Okay. Go win your MVP because you somehow couldn't even win the conference finals MVP. So go win this one. And he couldn't win that one.
And maybe I'm wrong on this, but until Steph Curry, you know, got the finals MVP, right? He had those 3 years where he didn't win it. It went to Iguodala and Kevin Durant. And then going into that series, like, oh, Steph has to finally win a finals MVP. Did anyone really give a rat's ass who won the finals MVP?
Yes.
Name another time. You can't.
I can. In 2011, when LeBron James choked away the NBA Finals, you know the real reason why he didn't back down J.J. Barrera? It wasn't because he was afraid to go up against the Mavericks. It's because Dwayne Wade was going to win Finals MVP, and LeBron couldn't have that on his resume. So he tanked the NBA Finals to ensure that the Miami Heat would not win the finals, and he would not be an MVP in his first championship.
You interviewed Antonio Brown this week. Who spews more nonsense, Antonio Brown or Solana?
Solana got him, hands down.
My question, though, seriously, trying not to be biased Heat homer here. This Celtics team, congrats to them. Hats off to Brad Stevens. You're right. They're not one of the greatest NBA title teams of all time, right? Like, we're not putting them up there with some of these legacy NBA teams, because when you look at on paper, they technically
really
they match
are.
Up.
I love you, but you can't be the guy, Solana, who failed to give the Celtics any credit throughout the entirety of the season and the postseason, which was fair because they didn't get the job done yet. When they get the job done, just do me a favor, what many of my confidants in the media can't do right now, just shut the almost just cursed them. Just shut the bleep
that
up
was impressive.
And just give them their moment.
That
just
nice
give them strength. Their moment.
What moment? Right. Who'd they be? Patty Mills?
Today, Junior.
Donovan Mitchell? No Donovan Mitchell. No Tyrese Halliburton.
About to be.
No Jimmy Butler. Who'd they beat? Who'd they beat, Gelb?
They just won a championship and dominated the entire league. Stop.
All right.
We got to go. Right. Zach Gelb.
Celtics fan.
Hey, one more thing. What's up with our guy, Michael Chandler here? Crowder? You know, did that whole interview with you. It was a great interview. And then Conor McGregor. I told you he was going to be.
I think it's McGregor's fault. Did you
no,
see the rumors
McGregor's
about
fault.
McGregor?
Absolutely. Absolutely yeah. McGregor's fault. He got hurt. Yeah. Or they claimed it.
There's a pivot jinx.
Yeah. It was a very good interview. I enjoyed that interview. But yeah, a little bit of a jinx, maybe.
And them little ears kill me. I stare at fighters' ears the whole time I interview
them. Oh, it's disgusting.
I cannot. I said it's like the mole in
moldy.
There's many reasons why I can't be a UFC fighter. The ears, though, is the biggest one. I think.
There. Yeah. Zach Gelb, you listen to him on the Infinity Radio Network. Follow him on Twitter as well. He joins us on Wednesdays. Thank you, Gelby.
All the best, fellas.
There you go. Take a break. Come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
Oh, no.
Hock and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.